Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
We're going to be in Exodus this morning. Exodus chapter 10. We're going to look at one phrase in the book of Exodus. I'm going to start at verse 21 in a couple minutes. We went through daylight savings time recently. If that was hard on you, if that is still difficult, I want you to know it's not my fault. 50.2% of Alberta voted to continue to change. I was part of the 49.8. It's not my fault. But one of the reasons why we go through daylight savings time has to do with the darkness. Man, it's tough, isn't it, to get up in the morning, go to work in the dark, and come home in the dark. And this morning, I want to talk about light, and I want to talk about darkness. Do you know what the very first words, the first recorded words, they're not the very first words God spoke, but they're the very first recorded words that we have God speaking? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, you know what they are? Let there be light. Let there be light. And I think still in the heart of God, wherever there is darkness, he still says, let there be light. See, darkness covered the face of the deep. There was a covering. Darkness covered the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light. Reminds me of when Jesus, the light of the world, was crucified. Do you remember what happened when he was crucified? Darkness covered the land. And it says that it covered the land. It also reminds me of this passage in Exodus. It's the ninth plague, and it has to do with darkness. There was no warning. There was no foretelling of it. There was no confrontation. It just happened when God spoke to Moses, and Moses obeyed. Watch this. Exodus chapter 10, beginning at verse 21. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. There was a darkness that covered the land, but God's people had light in their dwelling. They had light where they lived. And my hope and prayer for you today, for us today, is this, that there will be light where you live. there will be light in your dwelling, the place where you live. Sometimes people live in places of sorrow. Sometimes we live in places of sadness. Sometimes we live in places of stress or worry or confusion. Loved ones, sometimes people live in, their lives are just so chaotic. They live in chaos. And there is a spiritual darkness that is trying to cover our land and the people. It's a darkness that extinguishes hope. It's a darkness that breeds fear. It's a darkness that creates stress. And it's a darkness that spreads anxiety. I listened to a newscaster yesterday using those very words about stress and worry and anxiety and fear. In Egypt, there was a darkness so thick it could be felt. And I think that we are living in a moment where there is a darkness that is so thick it can be felt. I've been in physical darkness before. My wife Audrey and I went to Mexico a number of years ago, and we went, it was called the Rio Secreto, or Secret River, and we went into this river, this tour, and they had us, sometimes we were walking, sometimes we were climbing down, sometimes we were swimming. I think we went about 3 stories underground. Like we just kept going down and down. I don't remember if it was that far. I think it was. But we're there, and then it opens into this big open area. We've all got headlamps on, and they have us all hold hands and get in a big circle. So we're all floating then on our backs, hold hands, and they say, okay, let go of the person's hands you're holding. Okay. And then they say, now turn out your lights. And we all turned out our headlamps. And I mean, it was dark. There was no little flashing of anybody's watch or, you know, lighting. It was dark. But it wasn't a darkness that I felt. Maybe if it would have lasted a little longer, and there were a few people, come on, okay, that's enough. But there's a darkness that can be felt. There's a spiritual darkness that can be felt. I had coffee with a man not too long ago who works in retail, works at Starbucks. And he said, you know, the people who come in are so angry and so impatient. Said they're just set on edge. There's this underlying, like a fever, a low-grade fever that's just always there, angry. My wife Audrey got blasted this week. She was there's a car wash that we go to by our house, and she went through the car wash. It's one that pulls you along, whether it's a belt or the track. Anyway, you put the car in neutral, and it pulls you along. And as she was about to exit the car wash, the guys weren't paying attention, and the car before her had lost a jerry can, you know, a portable gas container, big one. It's laying in front of the track. She can't, I mean, she's hooped. You can't do anything. There's a car behind you. You're on the track. And so she just went forward out of this, and it got lodged under our vehicle. And so she pulled out, and she cleared enough behind so the person behind could get around. But then she stopped, and she got out of the car to see what's wrong and how to get this, you know, doesn't know if it's leaking gas or whatever, but just stops the car, didn't pull all the way up to the parking lot, just kind of in the parking area. Lady rolled down her window and just went off. You privileged white woman, you think you can park anywhere you want, you're so stupid, you're an idiot, and then just kept going. So Audrey flipped her off. No. She didn't. See, she's not here, but she's watching online. In that moment, she did what Audrey typically does. She froze. You're just stunned as this crazy lady just is unglued and then drives away. And it's just like people are set on edge. My hope and prayer for you, for us, is that no matter how dark things get in this world around us, that there'll be light in your dwelling. There'll be light where you live. In Exodus, a little bit earlier than chapter 10, it says that the Lord makes a distinction between his people. Even though his people, listen to this, even though his people were living in the same land, there was light in their dwelling. Even though they were living in the same land, where darkness had covered the land, there was light in their dwellings. See, when it gets darker, it's not time to be afraid. It's not time to cower. You know what time it is? It's Isaiah 60 time, which says, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. His glory, his brightness. It isn't a time to despair, it's a time to have hope. It's not time to curse the darkness, it's time to shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Exodus chapter 33, Moses will say to the Lord, show me your glory. And God will say, you can't handle the truth. you can't handle my glory. There's the Easter egg, right? You can't handle my glory. But here's what I'll do. I'll let my goodness pass before you. You'll get a glimpse. I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, cover you there with my hand, and I will let my goodness pass by you. Says this, and he said, verse 18, of Exodus 33. Please show me your glory. And he, God, said, I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. The glory of the Lord, his goodness, his graciousness, his compassion. We don't bring the light of the world. We don't bring light into the world to condemn the world. But like Jesus, who was the light of the world, he came into the world that through him the world might be saved, not condemned. We agree with what God says, let there be light. We get to show the glory of God, the goodness of God, his graciousness and his compassion. Loved ones, Scripture teaches us this, that God will not share his glory. He will not share his glory, but he will reveal it upon his people. But he will reveal his glory. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For there's a darkness that covers the earth, and deep darkness his people. But the glory of the Lord will be risen upon you. Jesus came to show us the Father. Now get this. 1 Timothy 6:16, it's not on the screen, but it says this, that God dwells, he's the God who dwells in unapproachable light. But he approached us. He is the God who dwells in unapproachable light. But he approached us. He loved us so much, he sent his son. He approached us, Emmanuel, God with us. John will tell us in him, in Jesus, was life, and that life was the light of men. And the darkness shined, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It means did not overpower it. The darkness didn't stand a chance. In him was light and life. Life and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. It's not just a song we need to sing at Christmas. Jesus still brings light in the darkness. But there's a darkness deeper than anything that would affect us by changing our clocks. There's a darkness that penetrates the human heart. It's a darkness of sin. And Jesus, remember, Jesus is the answer to the darkness. Remember the very first words that we have recorded of God speaking, let there be light. Apostle Paul in Corinthians will take us back to that place, and then he'll fast forward us right now to present tense. Watch this, 2 Corinthians 4:6. He says this, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. There we are in Genesis. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Now, get our heads around this. He didn't say light to shine into darkness like a flashlight. He said it's the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Not into darkness, but out of darkness. The very center, the epicenter of darkness, God can say, let there be light. And there was light. Now watch, read it again. For it is a God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Colossians will tell us that Jesus is the exact image of the invisible God. The God who dwells in unapproachable light is the God who drew near, approached us. Jesus, the exact image of the Father. If you've seen me, he said, you've seen the Father. That's why Jesus came to save us, to translate us from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light. See, when his light comes into our hearts, darkness flees and new life begins. He came to translate us from the dominion of darkness, and I'm always very careful with that word. I don't say kingdom of darkness, because Satan is no king. It's a dominion of darkness. So he may be the prince, the power of the air, but he is no king. 2 Peter tells us this. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. I think old King James will say peculiar. Fair enough. That you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's been a translation. We have moved out of darkness into his marvelous light. He called us out. That's what the church means, ecclesia. It means called out ones. He has called us out into his marvelous light. We are those who bring light to dark places. We bear witness of the light. It talks about John the Baptist. There was a man who was sent by God whose name was John. He was not the light, but he was to bear witness of the lights. We shine the light and the love of Jesus because he brings light into dark places. No matter how dark it gets, maybe just exhale a little bit. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how dark it gets, it's not a problem for him. For even the night is his day to him. The psalmist tells us this. Psalms say, if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me. Even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light, they are both alike to you. Do you know what it means? It means God sees in the dark. No matter how dark it is, he can see you. Whatever you're facing today, whatever struggle, whatever darkness has tried to cover you, that can change today, and God can just simply say what's in his heart, what he's always said, let there be light, and there will be light. Maybe you're sick and you need his touch to heal you. Maybe you're in a place of sorrow and you need his touch to bring you to a place of wholeness, of comfort and strength. Maybe there's a disappointment or a hurt in your life. You need his touch. Maybe this morning you're in a place of confusion and you need him to help you see clearly. You just can't see the next step. Scripture tells us this, that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'm going to believe when we pray today, there's going to be a scripture that's going to resonate in your heart. You're going to remember. Lord's going to bring it to your remembrance. Holy Spirit's going to illuminate a scripture to you and show you the next step. See, he doesn't show us the whole path. He doesn't show us just, it's doesn't reveal all the steps, but he does show us the next step. That's why it's a lamp unto my feet. That's where it's really bright. And a light to the path. Okay, that's the direction. But it's just step by step by step we follow him. And if you don't know the next step, we're going to pray today that God's going to show you that. Maybe your life is a mess and you just need him to bring you out of the chaos. Maybe you struggle with despair and desperation and you just need him to bring some hope today. Maybe there are unanswered prayers that have caused a shadow of death to fall over your heart or fall over your faith. We're going to pray today. Believe God's going to say, let there be light. No matter what the storm is around you, may that not be the storm within you. May there be a peace and a confidence and assurance that guards your heart. That there would be light where you live, that there will be light where you dwell, because the Lord makes a distinction between his people and those who don't know him. So I want to pray. I pray and ask God to bring the fullness of his touch, his glorious presence to your life, right where you live, right in your dwelling, right in your world where you live. Let there be light. You might say, Barry, when you're talking to the people beside me, you're talking to somebody in front of me, I don't know if God can do it for me. You don't know the darkness. You don't know the struggle. You don't know what my life's been like. Fair enough, I don't, but God does. Isaiah 59, verse 1 will say this, that the Lord's arm is not shortened that he cannot save in your time of need, and that his ear is not deaf that he cannot hear your cry. He's able to reach you. Exodus, I think it's 8, when it says that God makes a distinction between his people. The word there is sometimes translated redeem. God's going to redeem this situation. He can reach you. He can make a difference. Let's go ahead and pray. God, you're the one who does not change, and nothing is too difficult for you. And in this moment, we thank you that you are still the God who brings light and life to us in the face of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we invite you into our lives in every area, wherever there has been darkness that has tried to cover our hope, our joy, our peace, to erode our strength and our courage and our trust. Would you bring your light to bear for those who have been dwelling under the shadow of fear and despair? You are the God who makes a difference. And I pray for hope to appear. And I pray those words that you said, let there be light. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. May there not only be the light of the gospel in us, but Lord, may your glorious gospel shine through us that we might see Calgary one for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here's the promise. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines brighter until the full light of day. Amen. Amen. Would you go ahead and stand?
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.